You're listening to SBS News.
Nursing homes around the country will be subjected to greater scrutiny and more random checking as a new aged care commission opens its doors. Nationally, the number of unannounced re-accreditation audits will increase from 263 to almost 900 this year. There will also be an increase in unannounced inspections to more than 3,000 in the coming 12 months. The Independent Aged Care Quality and Safety Commission is going to deploy dozens of additional senior compliance officers from its four-year budget of almost $300 million to carry out the checks. A statement from the Aged Care Minister Ken Wyatt calls the new commission a landmark reform to improve the quality and safety of aged care. The new Aged Care Quality and Safety Commissioner Janet Anderson says the extra checks will mean providers will have to improve conditions sooner.
The aged care providers have been watching the emergence of and will no doubt be very aware of the establishment of the commission. They know what they have to do. They, in the main, are responsible and accountable for their work, and they also know where they fall short of the standards that the commission will be there requiring them to make good.
The Commission will also include a new Chief Clinical Advisor to oversee the delivery of aged care nationwide and will implement a new set of aged care quality standards, the first change to standards in 20 years. A new website has also been set up to provide information for consumers and providers on issues including aged care consumer rights, advocacy services, access to audit reports on aged care homes, complaints information and translation services. The formation of the Independent Commission was a key recommendation of the Carnell-Patterson Review ordered by the federal government following South Australia's Oakden aged care scandal. Ian Yates, the CEO of Council of the Ageing, welcomes the new agency.
The creation of single agency coincides with the end of the cycle of pre-arranged accreditation visits for residential care services. So now providers will need to be on their mettle, giving high quality services 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year. They will not know when the Aged Care Quality and Safety Commission might turn up on their doorstep, and that's as it should be.
Leading Aged Services Australia is a national group representing and supporting providers of aged services across residential care, home care and retirement living. The group also welcomes the launch of the commission, saying it will strengthen the safety and quality of the aged care system. Its Chief Executive Sean Rooney says they have been running an education campaign with their members informing them of the changes.
This is just another step, albeit a major step, on the journey to continuously improve quality and safety in aged care in Australia. That combined with the new Charter of Rights for older Australians and also the new quality and safety standards for aged care, all of these are continuously improving the quality and safety of aged care in Australia. And whilst we have a Royal Commission underway, that too will provide insight into what we need to do to make Australia's aged care system better.
The launch of the Aged Care Monitor comes just a week after the Royal Commission into the quality and safety of aged care in Australia officially started taking submissions. It plans to deliver its final report by April 2020. Mr. Yates says the government needs to go further still and give consumers direct control over how their aged care funding is spent.
Right now, we have a system that's still got a whole lot of old-fashioned constraints on it that really don't reflect what a modern aged care system should have, that give much greater control to consumers.
The Multicultural Communities Council, Illawarra, provides some aged home care services for older people in the region of New South Wales, south of Sydney. CEO Chris Lacey says while the vast majority of providers are doing the right thing, there is nothing like increased checks to improve standards. He says Australia faces significant challenges because of its ageing population, including catering for people from different cultural backgrounds.
Those challenges are something that governments are going to have to look at and are looking at very seriously indeed. I guess we mustn't forget that there are people in the aged care system who do have particular needs, and they may be because of their particular language requirements or cultural requirements, but it may be other factors as well. There are people with, you know, complex disabilities who are living in aged care facilities, and we mustn't forget those as well.
The federal government says the establishment of the new Aged Care Quality and Safety Commission is part of a $5 billion increase in aged care spending. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.